Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Kelton Powers, and I need some information, please. On you all just tried to use my credit card, and I need to know what for.
All right. Well, we are a third-party call center that stands in for multiple merchants, so I will have to look in the system to see which company your account might possibly be under. May I have your zip code, please?
73119.
All right. That was 73119, and can you repeat that first and last name for me, please?
My name is Kelton Powers.
All right, Mr. Powers, look like we do have an account for you for security purposes. Can I get you to verify that shipping address on file for me, please?
2325 Southwest McKinney Street, apartment 213.
All right, give me 1 minute, just waiting for everything to load up here. All right, so I do have that account pulled up, and it looks like that declined charge was for the technical bag. It looks like the original order was placed back on the 24th, and it does look like that this was on a trial period, but it looks like it was like a four to five day trial period.
Whoa, okay, let's stop this. The bag that they were sending me was for $5. And 70 ton sets.
No, sir. Okay. What you originally paid was that $5.74, but that was for shipping and handling, not the product itself.
No, this is supposed to be for the bag.
Yes,
see,
the bag.
I already talked to them earlier this week. It's supposed to have been a backpack. Mm-hmm. It turns out that it's not even a backpack. It's a strap bag pack of some shit that I didn't even want. Excuse me. That I said, well, okay, I can pay for it. Go ahead and just send me that. But I did the same thing with that company for a dashboard car camera, $5.07. Mm-hmm. They sent me that, and that backpack was prepared for $5.77. They said it'd be here by Monday. And then they tried to hit my credit card again tonight, and it was all declined because they didn't have authorization of using that card. So I know
yes,
what you told me
correct.
What $5 was for. But then, you know, that's okay. I mean, if that's what they think or thought they was going to get, they wrong. Because $5, I'll spend the $5, they're going to have that. But I'm not spending no $67. But nothing like that from there.
All
so that's
right.
What they thought they were going to do because of Jesus. This happened when I made that purchase for that backpack was a few days ago. And they should have charged then, not come back and wait a day before it's supposed to get to me and charge me $67 that they never did even mention. I got it on my phone what the whole plan was.
Okay, did you read the terms and conditions when purchasing that bag?
Yes, it was the same thing and the same company with that dashboard camera that I got on It said no delivery charge, shipping charges, zero shipping charges. The only thing I'll be paying for is the backpack, and they showed the picture of the backpack. It turned out it wasn't even the backpack that I was they were going to send me. Then they started sending me another picture of the backpack that they were going to send me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was two different backpacks. And then they said, okay, we're going to take that off your account, and we threw it to the account. Come to find out, they just tried to hit my account again for $67.
Okay. So I do see where you did call in on the 26th, and I am looking at the notes that was left over. So when you initially called, you wanted them to cancel that account?
I wanted them to cancel it because it was not the backpack that was shown for me that they supposed to have been sending me. It wasn't the same backpack. It was some kind of strap-on pack. So I said, no, just cancel that. I don't want that. That's not what you showed me that you said you was going to send me for the $5.77. I surely would have canceled it if they would have said, oh, by the way, we're going to hit your account for another $67. See, okay. I surely would have canceled it. And that's why I told them, man, just cancel it. Because I don't want to. What you're trying to send me, I'm not going to wear this. So just cancel, because this ain't what you showed me and promoted to me that I would be buying. And then to come to find out, it was that's supposed to be for shipping. And then had on that advertisement for zero shipping. This is just for the merchandise. It was zero shipping for this dashboard camera I got. So that's why I said, okay, well, zero shipping for that. And it said zero shipping. It said zero shipping for this backpack. But now they want to say, well, we're going to charge you $5 and then wait another week or so before they actually charge me for the what I'm paying to get shipped to. Well, they're going to do that. When they make them notes out, why didn't they just ship and audit and charge me then?
Okay. So in the notes, from what I'm seeing from the other call, you called in about the same thing, about it's supposed to be a backpack and not a technical bag. So because what we offer is the technical bag, during the time of the call, they probably misunderstood the fact that the backpack is not our product. We have the technical bag. So it could have been some misunderstanding there. But what I've went on ahead and done for you, I have went on ahead and got that account officially canceled for you. So you will not be billed anything else. That charge did decline out. And that account has been canceled, okay? Now, you will still receive the shipment, because that shipment has already left the warehouse and is already en route to you. So you will still receive the shipment, but you won't be billed anything further. That account has already been canceled, okay?
Okay, so the same thing they was going to charge me $67 for, is that what I'll be receiving?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you know, like I said, they could. I told them to keep it. Because it's supposed to have been zero shipping, and then they want to, and then they said, oh, this ain't the back, we don't have backpacks. It's supposed to be some kind of fanny pack or whatever. I don't wear things like that. I wear backpacks. And my job, I have backpacks. I have computers and books that I have. I don't have where to do strap-ons. Gotcha. So I told them, this is not what you, the picture is totally different. And what you sent me, this is not what you told me. And that's why I said, just cancel everything. I don't want none of it. And then, as a matter of fact, when I looked at my card, the $5 for the shipping was gone off of it. So I said, okay, they stopped it. Then a day later, the $5 was back on the card. So I wanted to be clear that I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Gotcha. All righty. Well, I got it canceled for you. And I also have a confirmation number to give you as well, if you want to write that down. And that's just proof that you called in on today to get it canceled. Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. What's the confirmation number?
It's going to be CS and Charlie dash 259-422-506.
Okay, let me reach this back to you. C is in Charlie dash 259-422-506.
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah, so they didn't get me where I didn't have to cancel all my cards. Because, you know, like I say, when I talked to them the other day, if there was some more charging, they should have charged it or said something about the charge. See, this is my first time even hearing something about $67. I was complaining about the $5. You know, I really would have been complaining about the $67.
Right.
I mean, come on, you know, if you ain't sending me what I want for $5, a damn sure ain't finna go for the $67 trick. You know, I mean, come on, and they knew that. That's why they thought they'd just wait and then slip it in there. You know, the day before it's supposed to so-called get here, we just slipped this in on them. No, they don't slip this in on me. That's why I'm glad I got, they declined it, and as they should have, because this is totally different than what they told me that I would be receiving. And two different pictures. The first one was a backpack like a light, and then the one that they showed me that he was going to send me a little later was a totally different backpack. So I don't wear this. I don't want this. Say what you told me. And it's supposed to take care of then, and I see it wasn't. But thank you very much. I don't want to take much of your time, but I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Helping me out with this. So we all good. I don't have to worry about them messing with my cards or anything no more, do I?
Well, that is correct. We're good.
Them cards are destroyed anyway. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. You enjoy yourself and stay safe and healthy, okay?
You do the same thing, sir, and thank you for calling customer support.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.